A pair of romantic comedies opened at movie theaters this weekend. One is called From Justin to Kelly and features the American Idol finalists from last season. Bob Mondello says he sensed disaster when the film studio declined to show it to reviewers, so he went to the other movie, Alex and Emma.
Alex is a novelist with gambling debts and writer's block. To get some loan sharks off his back, he must overcome the writer's block and complete a novel in 30 days. So he places an ad for a stenographer, and Emma Dinsmore shows up at his door, takes one look at him, and turns the job down.
It's just that I really need your help, Miss Dinsmore. You see, I'm a brilliant novelist, and I've got to...
And I invented nuclear energy. If you'll excuse me, I have to split some atoms.
Wait.
This is known as meeting cute, and it's basically a delaying tactic. She will agree to work with him, and he will dictate his novel.
There was, however, something besides the affluence and beauty of St. Charles which filled Adam's brain until he could barely breathe. It was Paulina's perfume and the application thereof upon her ample bosom.
Oh, please.
What?
Ample bosom?
What's wrong with that? It's literary.
Well, actually, it's not, but a self-professed brilliant novelist might not know that. And with Emma interrupting him at every turn, it becomes clear he doesn't know much about developing a plot, or characters, or motivations, either.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are they doing?
What's it look like they're doing?
Just like that?
Why not?
Her grandmother just died.
Exactly. She's looking for comfort.
I thought you said Adam was going to be sensitive to her.
You're right. I did. I am so sorry that your grandmother died.
Alex, it just isn't great like this.
Are you nuts? It's fabulous like this.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm with her. Nor is it particularly amusing, as conceived by Rob Reiner, even with Luke Wilson and Kate Hudson doubling as the folks working on the novel and as the characters in the novel. That idea, incidentally, is not itself novel, but then not much in Hollywood is these days. I noted recently on the air that The Matrix and Monsters, Inc. shared so many plot points that they were essentially the same movie, and listeners wrote in with plenty of similar pairings, including Shallow Hal and Shrek, Wizard of Oz and Escape from New York, and, interestingly, in the context of this movie, Shakespeare in Love and Moulin Rouge, both of which feature authors crafting romances that mirror their own romances. Unfortunately, Alex and Emma doesn't belong in the same sentence with any of those titles, except maybe Shallow Hal. I kept thinking during the screening that for this script to be financed, it must have struck someone as funny. Darned if I can figure out who or why. I'm Bob Mondello.